Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us, and hope you're doing well today. It's kind of a late summer day, late spring day, actually. Summer's not quite here yet. But certainly a time when you think about outdoor sports, and for us, we think about baseball. And, you know, baseball, professional baseball has a lot of different levels. Of course, we think about the major leagues and all the players that make the major leagues. But in order to get to the major leagues, you got to go through a lot of levels. You got to, if you're coming out of college even, and you've had a good college career, you've still got to go to rookie ball or low A ball and then move up through A and high A, double A, triple A before you finally maybe get a shot at the majors. And we have with us today a guy who is an umpire in what is called low A, the Midwest League. Now, I got to tell you, Midwest League baseball is exciting baseball with some exciting venues, and it's really a great bargain if you get to a low A game. Now, the low A teams, I won't name them all, but the ones who are close to where we're at here in Indiana would be like Fort Wayne, Dayton, Ohio, South Bend, Grand Rapids has a team. You go a little farther out, you get Bowling Green, Kentucky, Peoria. And our guest is Ty Krause, who is an umpire. And just like baseball players, umpires have to move up. They have to start low and move up. And sometimes the conditions aren't always really perfect. You get a little less as far as hotels go. You don't get paid a whole lot. And you really have to love the game of baseball. And I think you'll see that our friend Ty Krause is one of those guys who loves the game, wants to be a part of it. And he is a minor league umpire in the Midwest League. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk to Ty Krause. So don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. All right, welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us today, and we are in a gorgeous setting today. Of course, the Face to Face interviews are done on site, and today we're at Parkview Field in Fort Wayne with a Midwest League umpire, Ty Krause. Ty, first of all, thanks for being on the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Ty is from Phoenix, Arizona, and Midwest League is what's called low A, which if you know anything about baseball, you know that baseball players sign on and they have to kind of come through the minor league system before they get to the majors. Umpires are the same way. How many years? Second year in being an umpire?
I'm in my second year. I was in the New York Penn League last year, which was a short season, and now I'm here.
Tell me a little bit about why you wanted to become an umpire.
The game of baseball just played a big role in my life. It kind of led me to my faith, and just has really done wonders and been a big part of my life, and this is my way of staying in it.
Like I said, minor league baseballs minor league umpires have to come through it, and New York Penn League, a lot of very small towns, and you're a long way from Phoenix. Tell me a little bit about your experiences in the New York Penn League. It's a league that goes from what, June to about Labor Day?
Yeah, September.
Tell me a little bit about what your experience was like in the New York Penn League.
I loved it. A lot of small towns and a lot of big towns. We were in places like Batavia, New York, and Williamsport, Pennsylvania, but then at times we're also in Staten Island and Brooklyn, New York. So it was really cool to see that part of the country. I've never been there, and just to travel and meet new people is a great experience for me.
Tell me a little bit about the players in the Midwest League, the New York Penn League. What's their skill level?
It's definitely, you can tell at each level they're increasing. They're faster, bigger, stronger. And I've had a lot of players from last year, and it's interesting to see them improve and grow from year to year as they move along with me.
I've heard that you know you're doing a great job when nobody talks to you. That's what Ted Barrett told me, a famous line.
do you have any relationships? It would seem like that as you go along and you see guys, particularly in the Midwest League, which is pretty much of a an April 1st to a Labor Day league, seems like that you'd at least get a chance to have a relationship with the catcher. Tell me a little bit about what it's like. Do you talk to the catcher during the game?
I try to keep the conversation minimal. We try not to fraternize too much with the catcher or the players, but I'll ask them how they're doing today, their names, and try to be polite to them and start a small conversation to start the game, but try to keep it minimal throughout.
You're from Phoenix.
Yeah.
That's a long way from any place in the Midwest League and certainly the New York Penn League. How do you like the Midwest?
It's nice. It's different. Right back home right now, it's about 105, 110, and the last month I've been here, it's been snowing and raining, and it's different, but I love it. It's beautiful cities, and it's nice travel. It's new to me.
Yeah, I heard you had a game, out in Iowa or Wisconsin or somewhere early in the season where it was about 35 degrees, probably could have snowed or maybe even did snow a little bit. That's got to be totally different for someone from Phoenix.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a hard one. I had a hard time feeling my hands halfway through the game, but they need umpires out there, and I loved it.
So how do you get into being an umpire? I'm sure you just don't walk into some outfit and just sign up and say, I want to be the umpire in the next game, or you probably don't get chosen for that. Where do you go to be an umpire?
So it's actually a really interesting process. There's two schools they hold in Florida in the month of January for professional umpiring, the Harry Wendelstedt Umpire School and the Pro Umpire Academy. One's held in Vero Beach and one's held just north of Daytona. They're both running about a month long, and it's a great adventure for people who want to get into professional umpiring and just learn more about the game in general.
And I'll tell you, what do they – of course, they can't tell you all the things that they teach you, but as far as being an umpire, what makes you different from the average guy who puts on a chest protector and a mask and goes out and does a high school game? What's one of the most important things that they tell you to be an umpire at this level and as you grow?
I think a big thing they teach you at school is just professionalism, how to hold yourself and carry yourself on the field, and how to handle situations when a manager or player may be upset, how to handle yourself and answer their questions or respond to them.
Yeah, tell me, that's got to be a little tough. Is that an adjustment? It would seem like, you know, you've got some guy in the dugout. Of course, there are managers out there in every league that kind of try to bait the umpire. I know talking to some other umpires, they've said that there are teams where, you know, as soon as the first batter comes in, there's guys starting to yell at you, and of course you got fans yelling at you. Do you have to get yourself ready, so to speak, for every game?
Before games, I try to just mentally focus and prepare myself to go out there. I know if you're in the locker room and on your phone or just paying no attention, it's hard to get ready for the game. If you're more focused in and going through your pregame ritual, it's easier to go out there and be ready for whatever the game may throw at you that day.
Guys that have been in the league for a while, particularly in Midwest League, New York Penn League, and I know there's other leagues like this. There's the South Atlantic League, Appalachian League, I guess, and all those. They always have experiences. They always have some kind of a story to tell. Do you have an experience you can share with us that's kind of unique for being at this level?
That's hard to say because I'm very new into this. It's only last year was my first year, and this is my second month going in. But every day is just it's new. Last month in Peoria, we had a doubleheader, and midway through the game, it started snowing, and that you could feel it just hitting you in the face, and you were just trying to stick it out. But we were able to play through it, and through the on and off little storm we had. So that's probably the craziest game I've had to umpire through.
I know you got all kinds of other kind of crazy things. You get in this level, you get mascots that are very unique. You get team names that are very unique. You get all these between inning type of games. And so it's a lot different than it is in the majors. In some ways, it's almost like a circus atmosphere. It's very, very, a lot of fun.
It's a big show. Every half inning, there's something going on. The fans are always engaged. And one thing I love about the Midwest is that there's big crowds, and it makes the games fun to be a part of.
Now, the facilities here at Parkview Field, this is one of the best facilities, not just in the Midwest League, but one of the best facilities you'll find in all of minor league baseball. In fact, I think that one time it might have been called one of the best parks in minor league baseball. But I know there's facilities that are not real good. Tell me about some of the facilities that you've got into last year in New York Penn League and some of the facilities that you've ran into this year.
There's been some facilities that have been a little bit smaller. They're built a little bit older, but we haven't gone through any too bad that have been just complete wrecks. I've had a pretty lucky experience just having good clubhouse attendants that take care of us and good locker room setups.
Well, that's good. Tell me a little bit. I know that you're involved with Calling for Christ.
Yes.
That's Ted Barrett's group. I've been involved with it myself for a while. And tell me a little bit about the Calling for Christ program.
The Calling for Christ program has been awesome for me this last year that I've been a part of it. Once a week, we have a prayer call for the minor league umpires where we can just call in and have a testimonial. We can hear from others, and if we have something on our heart, we can put it out there and have others praying for it. So that's a really good community aspect of it. And then every year we have a retreat in December, and that's just a really good time to get all the umpires together in person. And we're on the road so often that we don't see each other, but when we get together, it's nice to have that brotherhood and to know that we have each other's back.
Camaraderie, no doubt about that. Ty Krause is our guest. He's a Midwest League umpire, and we're in a beautiful day in Fort Wayne, Indiana today. We will take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear more about Ty and his personal life. So don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Our guest is Ty Krause, and Ty and I met at a Bible study in Arizona that was put on by Ted Barrett and had some major and some minor league umpires, and a uniqueness there. Tell me about, as far as umpires go that you've ran into, are there a number of umpires out there who have Jesus Christ in their life?
I think there's a good amount, and it's really interesting to see how the faith is growing throughout our profession. I know right now I'm going through a book with a couple other umpires that are part of CFC about discipleship and how we can work on spreading the word of Christ, not only to umpires, but just in our regular day life.
Do you see this, you said talking about discipleship, do you see this as a ministry, not just as a job, not just as a profession, but as a ministry?
Of course. I think Christ calls us and puts us in positions to spread his word and work on discipleship all the time. And whether it's just talking to a player momentarily and mentioning something, or having a partner in the locker room that you just, hey, I want to pray with you, man, or just ask how he's doing on his walk. I think there's always opportunities to spread the word.
I know some other umpires that were in the Midwest League and some other leagues, and particularly when they're out on the base paths and you're in a game where it's not a real tense situation, and even first baseman or something like that might ask you something that you know. I heard this happen in the major leagues too. You know, they say, hey, I hear you're a believer and that kind of thing. Have you ever ran into anything like that?
Not yet, but I really hope I do have the chance. I think I would love for Christ to put me in that opportunity. In amateur ball, I had a coach come by and ask me, hey, are you religious? And I said yes, and I was able to sit down and talk to him before I became a professional umpire. But I think God really equips us and puts us in that position to talk to players.
Tell me a little bit about how Jesus Christ came into your life.
So I grew up in a Christian home. I always knew what God had done for me, but I never really pursued the faith. And then it was in high school I started going to Young Life. It's a small high school group, and we meet once a week, and every week they would ask me, hey, what are you doing for winter camp? You want to come? We'd love to have you. I always said, oh, no, I have baseball that weekend. I have to play. I can't go. And then they tricked me the weekend before. They asked me, hey, what are you doing next week? I said, nothing. And they're, oh, hey, we have winter camp. You're free. Why don't you come? Ah, darn. So I ended up going, and that weekend just changed my life. We were in northern Arizona, and that's when I accepted Christ into my life. And then I could just see when I got back how he was affecting my life and what he was doing for me.
Tell me about the temptations. Tell me about the ways in which it's a challenge to be at this particular level you're at, particularly spiritually.
It's very hard. Sometimes it's just me and my partner, and sometimes you feel alone and you don't have that support group. So that's a big challenge I face, and it's easy to get out of the word or start to kind of fall away. And you just have to surround yourself with a good group of guys and good group of people that push you to keep pursuing Christ and not getting complacent with your life.
Do you have a goal? I would imagine nobody wants to really stay in the Midwest League, whether you're a player, a manager. Well, some of the managers, this is their job after they've had good careers. But players, umpires, and you're pretty young. How old are you?
22.
I was going to say, you're one of the younger umpires. I'm assuming that you have a goal that someday you would like to get in the majors.
Of course.
Do you have, like, a time track? Do you have a schedule? Do you say, I want to do well this year because I want to get to some level in the next couple 3 years?
I think everyone wants to move up as fast as they can, but I think it's all part of God's plan on the pace I move. And as long as I'm in the system and as long as I'm umpiring, I know I have a chance. A lot of guys, they think if they're not moving up every year or every couple months that they're doing something wrong. But I think our evaluators do a really good job of moving us at a pace that's healthy for us, and when we're ready for the next level, they'll move us up.
Yeah, and I know that you have evaluators, you have people. Do they tell you when they're coming to the game, or do they just kind of sneak in and you don't know when they're sitting back there?
It depends on the evaluator. Sometimes they'll come in and, hey guys, how you doing? Just want to stop and say hi before the game. And then sometimes we'll get a knock on our door after the game and we have no idea who it could be, and walks in one of our evaluators.
And, of course, the tough part about moving up from minor league umpire, Ty, is not just the fact that you can get really good at it, but it's the fact that at the top, a lot of times nobody's leaving. Major league baseball players, they're getting old and they're not playing. There's openings. There's not too many openings at the major league level, are there?
No, it can be a slow process sometimes. I know for major league umpires, there's maybe between 1 and 3 every year that retire, and 3 is a very rare occasion, so when there's an opportunity that opens up, you just got to hope that you're the guy that they're calling on and you get in there.
Now, I know there's guys that have done some other umpiring in the off season. I know there's the Dominican League. I know they go to Puerto Rico. Sometimes I knew a guy went to Venezuela and took his life into his own hands, I think, by going down there. But what about those opportunities? If those came along, would you be open to is that a way to help you get to the majors a little quicker?
Of course. I would love to travel the world for one, but just take that opportunity to improve my umpiring. Last year I was lucky enough to go to Florida for the instructional leagues, and it's the minor league teams. After their season, they'll send players down there for about a month and they just continue to play. So that was a good opportunity for me last year, but I hope I get a go to one of those Dominican or Venezuelan leagues.
When you and I were in Arizona with Ted Barrett and the Calling for Christ, I know that you were very close. We were very close to the Cubs, and you went over and had a chance to do some things in the Cubs organization. That's got to really get your mouth watering when you see what the Chicago Cubs and some other major league organizations. In spring training, what kind of games do you get? Do you get an opportunity to at least observe what the major league guys are doing at that level?
So I had an opportunity to go to a couple of the major league games, but we, as minor league umpires, we work our own games on all the side fields. So I was at the Cubs facilities this spring, and we had their AAA through low A teams playing every day. So I had an opportunity to play or umpire for their AAA teams all the way down.
I know you have to stay in shape. Of course, if you're out here and you got to go through what the players go through, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's late at night, whether you got to travel. And I know your travel arrangements, you and your partner just hop in the car, and sometimes you have long trips, particularly here in the Midwest League. How do you stay in shape both physically and spiritually?
Starting off physically, it's a commitment. There's a lot of days you wake up and you just don't want to do anything until the game, or you just are tired and you just have to push yourself really to stay active and have those. I set goals to personally do better physically. And spiritually, it's just you have to be devoted and stay in the Word as much as you can and try to read part of your Bible every day. And just be praying to God, and just every day pick up your cross and bring him into your life.
Do you have days where it's just really hard to go to the park?
There's days where I wake up and it's harder than others, but once I get to the park, I really try to focus in and get ready for the game. And there's days that are harder than others, but I love my profession.
Yeah, and that's really the amazing thing, too. When I think of umpires, I think about the fact that, well, the game's going on, the fans are having fun, the players are having a great time, everybody's working, everybody's doing everything. But the umpires, maybe they're not enjoying it so much. But I get the feeling that as an umpire and some of the other umpires I've talked about, you really soak in the atmosphere, too. You really got to love the game, not just feel like you're a policeman at a game, if you will. So you got to soak that in, right?
Yeah, I love this environment, and I think Christ really put me in this field because it's something I love, and I'm passionate about doing it, and I'm really just thankful for the opportunity.
Well, Ty, it's been a great opportunity to get to know you and to know that when we look at the guys, and hopefully someday we'll look at AAA game, Major League game. Maybe we'll have a chance to see you at a AAA game when you come through Indianapolis. We'll do this again. But more importantly, hopefully there'll be a Major League opportunity for you somewhere down the road. As we close out today, tell me, do you have like a favorite verse, something that stands out in your mind that means a lot to you spiritually?
A big one that's played a role in my life was John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will never overcome it. It reminds me that no matter what negativity or darkness I may have going on in my life or on the field, that Christ is always there for me and that he's bigger than this. And with him, I can do anything.
Ty, thanks for being a part of this. Look forward to doing this again sometime. Look forward to seeing you, and good luck. Hope you have a great summer.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Ty Krause, minor league umpire with the Midwest League. We'll take a break and be back. So don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Hope you enjoyed our time with Ty Krause. Ty, one of those guys that hopefully we'll see wearing the blue in the majors. We've talked to some Major League umpires before, and Rob Drake and Ted Barrett. And we know that there are guys in the majors, as you've heard, with calling for Christ. There are guys in the majors who have Jesus Christ at the center of their life. And, of course, you'll never know that. In fact, it's almost irritating the way that the media ignores a major part of a player's life. One of the guys who's just having a tremendous year for the Cincinnati Reds is Scooter Gennett. And if you listen to Reds broadcasts, and we listen to quite a few, there have been just about everything you can imagine about Scooter Gennett, except for the fact that he has Jesus Christ at the center of his life. And he makes that fish sign in the on-deck circle, in the dirt in the on-deck circle before he bats. He's hitting home runs, and when he hits a home run as he crosses the plate, he points to heaven. Of course, a lot of players do that, and it doesn't always mean something. And also, he's got that tattoo on his arm of 2 Timothy 1:7, which says we do not live in a in an attitude of fear. Scooter's got all that, and yet you never hear about it. In fact, the only time you're going to hear about what players have as Christ in their life is if you listen to Face to Face. It's one of the few shows that does that, and we're happy to do it for you. So, one of the things that we're going to do here coming up pretty quickly as we get to the All-Star Game is in mid-July this year, and it's going to be at Washington's Nationals Park. And we're going to put together, as we always do, we're going to put together our Christian All-Stars, guys who are in the majors, guys who may not be, they may not be all-star caliber on the field, although they're going to be close, and some are, will make the team, like Scooter. But it's also going to be all-stars off the field, Christian all-stars, and we're going to bring that to you. So hope that you'll check that out. Hope also you'll check out our website. Our website is at facetofaceradio.com. And as always, we've got stories up there about various athletes, and some you may know, some you may not know, but the stories are always interesting, we hope. And we hope that one thing as you read these, we hope that one thing you'll do is to be encouraged. And if you've never asked Jesus Christ into your life, hope that's a good opportunity right there to just pray and say, Lord,
this has been an encouragement to me. I want to be like some of these athletes and come into my life today. We hope that you'll do that. Face2FaceRadio.com. That's where the website is, and we hope that you'll check that out. Hey, as we close for you today, I want to take you to the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10. And here's what it says. So do not fear, like Scooter Jeanette, like Scooter Jeanette says. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Those are good words. Those are good words for you today. And we hope as you listen to this show, we hope that you are truly encouraged. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Bye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana, 47202. You can also find us on the web at face2faceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.